Come on, John.
Hello.
Hi, John. Good morning. How
speak
are you?
To the devil. Speak to the devil and she appears. I was just telling my employee about you.
You're like, well, I guess I'm the she-devil then.
She-devil from California.
Right?
You know what's funny? My guy's from California. Nick next to me, he's from California.
Oh, really? What part?
San Diego.
Oh, that's like maybe about an hour and a half from us.
Oh, yeah?
Because we're right in between Los Angeles and San Diego. We're in Orange County.
Ooh, where Disneyland is. Oh, where Disneyland is, huh?
Yeah. I think I told you, right? I live like literally 5 minutes away from Disneyland.
Well,
and I'm not a
luck.
Big fan.
Well, we're in luck. Let's do this.
All right. So let me go
here. I kept my word
here.
To you. Wait. Let's make sure I'm getting that deal, though, because we're doing it right now, so repeat it to me.
I promise
time
you. It's 249. So
tell
you're going to get,
real quick.
Yes, sir, first page placement on Google. Okay. We're also going to list you on Bing. We're also going to do the Facebook ads. Okay, so remember with the Facebook ads, you could target up to 50 miles. We can target a specific audience of interest, income level, or by location. The Facebook ad, when they click on it, they're going to be calling you directly. Okay, in addition to that, we're also going to list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, which are just to name a few. We're going to build you a website. We're going to make sure that that website is also attached where we're listing your business. We're going to include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. We're also going to give you exposure on mobile devices. That covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So the Platinum Package, you're paying $249 a month, month to month. As I mentioned to you the other day, the only thing we ask is that you at least stick it out 2 months. So we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If you decide you want to cancel or discontinue your services or pause it, okay, the only thing we ask from you is you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. That's all we ask.
Okay.
So the number that's going to be associated with for the business, this will be the number that we're going to
wait. One more thing. You are going to host my website, right?
Yes, sir. We're going to build it. We're going to host it, and we will maintain it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so we're doing all the work. All right. Now, the number that you want listed for the business, that's going to be the 936-777-9196?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the company name, the way you want it to read on the first page of Google, is that going to be Masons with an apostrophe S, Pool?
Yes, ma'am.
And home service.
Yes, ma'am, with the ampersand, not and spelled out,
yes.
Ampersand.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I see it. And then services is with the S at the end, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send out this PIN code to you. It's going to come in the mail, and it looks like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. I do see that there's an address, 1503 Ashley Court, and that's in Tomball, 77375.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your home address by chance, John?
Yes, I run my company out of my home address.
Okay. What we call a home office. So we're going to hide that address because no one needs to know where you live. Okay, so we'll make sure that
that's
the address
good.
Is hidden. Absolutely.
That's fine.
And then now...
Would it be good for me to get a P.O. box?
No, because Google will not verify you at a P.O. box. The majority, the only time that the address will show on Google, okay, is if it's an actual, like, storefront. Google doesn't want home addresses showing, so that's why we hide them.
I agree.
Okay?
I'm with them. Okay.
Now, for the billing, the card that you're using today, John, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
John W. Mason, and then below it says Mason's Pool and Home Services.
Okay. Is it with the and symbol or spelled out and?
Ampersand, ma'am.
Ampersand. Okay. Same billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa. Visa.
Okay. What's the card number when you're ready?
4427.
Uh-huh.
4221.
Okay.
2372.
Mm-hmm.
6609.
Expiration month and year?
0427.
And the CVV code on the back?
853.
I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I am not charging the card until I walk you through the 90-second voice verification. Okay, it's for your protection. It's because I have you at that discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So it'll outline the service agreement. It's a form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, John, if there's something you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and review it, and then I will rephrase it. Okay?
Oh, trust me. I will.
And I just want to make sure, because I want you to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Okay?
All right. So, yes, ma'am.
The card reads as 4427 4221 2372 6609. Expiration,
yes, ma'am,
is April of 27, and the security code on the back is 853, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification, John, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mason's Pool and Home Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John Waylon Mason, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, John, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, we know sometimes that you might be in the middle of a job and we have an update for you, right? We only ask that you at least respond to us within 24 hours. Now, as you start having more online presence, you might have someone calling you trying to sell you another type of online product. It is not our company. We are never going to call you, John, to ask you for more money, okay? If someone calls you to pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them a dime. You take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number because it is not our company, okay? So just be aware. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're saying that before you do, give us a call and let us know so we can ensure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 29th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on December 29th, 2022, in the amount of $249. So this is a recurring payment, meaning once the term is completed, your agreement is automatically going to renew each month on the 29th in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges, okay? So remember, if you're going to pause it or cancel it, you call 3 business days before the 29th to cancel or pause your account, so this way you're not charged, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, John, is I'm going to update the package. I'm going to process the payment. You're going to get your receipt sent both to your email. We're also going to send it to you in a text message. We send it to both. Okay. If you could do me a favor, okay, I want you to start thinking about your client interview. Okay. I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. The client interview is done over the phone with one of our technicians. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to re-verify the information you and I verified just to make sure I have everything, you know, listed accurately. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, where to send pictures, okay? We block out an hour. However, the client interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So how does your schedule look for today? So I could take a look to see what we have available on the calendar.
Anything after 5 o'clock is fine.
Anything
I have a doctor's appointment at 2:30. Yeah, I have to see my surgeon at 2:30. After that,
okay.
I should be home by 5. I will be home by 5.
You will be home by 5. Okay, awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm taking a look. Let me see here. So I'm going to give you, you said you should be home by 5, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be home by then.
Okay. I do have an appointment available between, let's see, nope, that one's 4 to 6 because you're 2 hours ahead of us. I don't have anything for 5 o'clock unless if we.
Four?
I do have 4 to 5.
Okay,
I have 4 to 5.
Because
will that work?
All I'm doing is I'm just having a consultation with the guy because he's going to tell me where I need to go to get my back surgery. So.
Okay. Oh, man, you got to have back surgery? When's that happening?
I got to have a fusion in a month and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll definitely keep you in my prayers for a speedy recovery, right?
Yes, ma'am, but to tell you the truth, it's been a long time coming. I'm actually happy to finally be getting it. So.
It's time, right?
Ever since September.
Oh, wow. Well, thank goodness you're getting it done now, right? Perfect time for you to get pampered, too.
I don't get much pampering, but, yeah, I appreciate that. Maybe I'll have a hot nurse come to my house.
You know what? I tell my husband, you lay it on real thick when you've been sick, and he's like, what do you mean? I'm all, yeah, buddy.
Maybe I'll get like one of those hospice nurses named Consuela.
Right? Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Que pasa comista?
Okay, so I need you to do me a favor. I want you to take a look at your text messages. I know you've gotten a lot of them, but I want to walk you through some of these text messages that you've received.
All right, hold on.
Okay?
Let me see here. You're going to have to walk with me real quick. I'm going to test this job real quick. So
Yeah. I'll wait. No worries. Take your time.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Okay.
I got to turn this pump on real quick to make sure I can leave here real fast.
Of course. No worries.
Be one more minute.
No worries, take your time.
Nick, kill his truck.
We got a problem. Okay, what do you want me to do now?
Okay, so if you look at your text messages, you've gotten a bunch of them, okay? But I'm going to walk you through the ones that you received. So, starting from this morning. What was that?
I'm sorry, I'm talking to him. I apologize.
It's okay.
Let's see. It is, okay, from a 1-877 number?
Yes. So you got one that says, hi, John, it's Nadine with Local Splash. I sent you that this morning. I sent you one that says, hi, this is Nadine Medina. Let's get your business at the top of Google today. It has my phone number with my extension. Okay.
Yes,
the one after that is the customer service number. So anytime, John, you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. And we're always here Monday through Friday, okay, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Your time zone, we're here 9 to 6, okay, Monday through Friday. Now,
yes, ma'am.
Right after that, I sent you another text message, and it has a link to a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, I want you to watch that video because it's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us, okay? It's nothing complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it, all right? And then you should have received another one that says, John W., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. Do you see that one?
Let's see here. Welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call.
It should be the one after that. There's one, it'll say, Dear John W., thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll say initial invoice.
On my text or email?
On your either one. We sent it to both.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Do me a favor. You're going to open it, and it goes on to say, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. I need you to click on where it says click here. Now it's going to open up a page that'll say Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
No, ma'am. Hold on.
Okay.
Here we go. Finally.
Okay. Okay.
So when you locals play.
So it this is everything.
It says yes, no, maybe.
So this is everything. You clicked on the click here, right? And it opened up the page at the top that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Well, this one here says Invitation Local Splash, but hold
on. And that's not the one. It's the one. Let me resend it to you. It'll be the first one that comes up. Let me resend it. Because it's probably buried in all of them. Okay. Let me send this one. I'm going to resend it to you. It should be coming through any minute now.
The blue flyers.
Did it come through?
Not yet.
Do you have a business logo by chance, or do you want us to build one for you? It's included if you need
I have one, and I have an idea with. It's kind of interjecting me with a little bit of an AM, but I need it created, actually. But here it is.
I'm gonna
get a link you can share. Is that what we're looking at here?
Okay, so when you open it up, right, it says, Dear John W. Mason, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. You see that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yeah, I'm about to go to my truck. Here, hold on. My battery's dying.
Uh-oh, okay. And I'm going to put here needs business logo and have some ideas. Needs business logo and have some ideas.
It says join with code, new meeting.
You're on the wrong one. You're on the wrong one. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
There's not one, ma'am. Oh, here we go. Here's another one. This is an old one that says Local Splash, Dear John W. Mason.
That one.
Please click here.
Yes, click on that. Now it opens up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yes.
Okay. On this page, go all the way down to the very bottom of the page.
Got it.
There's a box for you to sign your name. But before you sign your name, a little bit above that, there's a little box to the left, and it says right next to it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. You're going to click in that little box because what you're saying is it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay? So click in the little box. And then at the bottom, John, it's asking you to type your name. You're going to type it exactly as it reads. Just John space W, no period, and then Mason. Now, when you type in your name, you're going to click on confirm signature.
Yeah, it's already sent. I got it done.
Awesome. And then are you seeing a page that opened up asking you to put a username and password?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I wanted you to see this because this is where you go in to track your results with us, okay? We don't have the username or password yet. They're going to create that. So that's why I want you to watch that video. In 5 to 7 days, you're going to get another email with this link, a username, and a password. So you can start tracking your results with us, okay? That I wanted you to see this part. Now, in your services that we're going to list you for, what do you want me to notate on here?
In my services, I want you to notate that I do handyman and home repair, also with pool repair. I do not do cleanings. I do not do pool cleanings, nothing like that. I just do strictly pool repair and home repair.
What about, like, pool maintenance?
And I do remodeling also. I do remodeling.
Remodeling? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this for residential only or residential and commercial?
No, just residential.
Okay. And how far do you want to target with the 40-mile radius? That's what, that was my next question.
I knew you were going to ask it.
Huh, you already know. You're one step ahead of me there. Now, do you prefer your method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three.
All three.
All three.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 to 5. Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday. And then there are, there will be, rush jobs. I will do emergency jobs on the weekends.
Okay. Do you want me to put weekends by appointment only?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put Saturday, Sunday.
It'd be subject to a charge, you know.
Okay. And then it's not a requirement. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm insured. Yes, ma'am. I'm licensed and insured.
Awesome. And what are your forms of payments that you accept? Check, cash, credit card?
Check. Yeah, all of that.
Cash, check, credit card. What about Zelle?
Zelle, yes, ma'am. Venmo, Cash App.
Okay. What about PayPal?
The only one I don't take is PayPal because I don't like them. That pissed me off.
Yeah, I know.
Little assholes, sorry.
It's okay. Now
I've had to battle them for my money back, and they're like, too bad.
Really?
Go screw yourself. Yeah, they're assholes.
Wow. They're pretty good about giving money back. I'm surprised. Sorry.
No, because I got scammed, and then they went after the scammer, and they said, well, there's nothing we can do here. You punched in the wrong, the wrong letter. And I said, that's what they gave me, and well. It was like $400 I never got back, so,
Oh, man. Okay. Now, I do want to put a security question for your protection on your account, okay? So you could either choose your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Eagleson.
E-A-G-L-E-A-S-O-N. Okay. All right. Awesome. I wanted to make sure I spelled it right. Okay. So we got that there. Now, today they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay. Just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, John, let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes. Okay. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes or call me back in 20 minutes? And they will call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving. Okay? Now,
no problem.
Within,
I only have one more job today. We got weather coming, so I'm only doing one more job. So.
I know. We got a storm coming over here, too. In the next 4 days, we're supposed to get a lot of rain. We need it. Now, within...
We needed it, too. We got a bunch, too.
Yeah, we got a lot of... We got a big-time drought going on. So... Within 6 to 10 days, I want you to be on the lookout for the PIN code coming from Google, okay? This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, and the technician will go over it with you as well. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in the directories. We're also going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running, and your website's going to be completed, but we will send it to you first to review it in case you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Now, as far as the first page placement, as I mentioned to you and we put it in our terms and conditions, it can take between 30 to 45 days, but I've seen it at times where it's happened sooner. As soon as you get that PIN code, we need it, okay? But we're going to keep you in the loop as well as these things are being completed, so we'll be sending you notifications as each step's being completed, okay? So that way you're in the loop of what's going on, all right?
Okay. Right.
I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. Okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. The last question I did want to ask you, so if you want, it's an option. Instead of us listing your physical phone number on there, we could put a tracking number that is linked to your phone number. But it does come with an app that you have
that
to download on your phone.
Is that a good idea? Let's do that.
You want to do the tracking number? Awesome.
I mean, so does a lot tracking, of people do that option?
A lot of them do. Are you typically on your phone a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of phone do you have? Do you have a,
I have a Samsung.
Okay. So it's an Android, right?
Android.
So
yeah, Android. Sorry.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do, so for the tracking number, there's an app that you're going to download from the App Store. And that app is going to allow you to track your phone calls, your messages from that app. So you could even block spam calls with it. A lot of our clients like it. Some of them, they prefer, you know, it's really your preference, right? But the tracking number is going to help you track all your phone calls and your messages from your phone. So you can even answer back any calls that you miss. You can see it through that app. And it's really convenient.
Okay.
A lot of clients like it. Majority of them do. Some of them, because they've had the same phone number for so long and a lot of their clients know them by that number, they prefer not to have it. But I think it would be a definitely good option for you, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
Yeah, my clients that I've had for 15 years know my number pretty well. So.
Awesome. So this tracking number that we're going to put on it, it's going to be linked to your phone number. So when they're calling it, they're still calling your phone. They're just not seeing your actual physical phone number. Make sense?
Got it.
Okay. All right then, John. It was nice talking with you, and we will be speaking to you later on today. Okay? Between 4 and 5, they're going to call
good.
You. All right. You
Sounds
have a good,
good
rest of your day. Talk to you soon.
You too, ma'am.
All righty. Bye-bye.